Hello everyone, it's Carolyn Sayer here and I'm joined by Matthew Tucker and we begin this part of Chatterbox with Information Desk.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Barbara Appleton and Janet Lovick, for the used stamps. We'll pass them on to Vision Norfolk for their collection. We do not have any other news this week, but we've been sent some useful life tips and we'll include some in Information Desk this week and in the future. Tip 1. Many supermarkets have specific quiet times, friendly shopping times, in order that people with a disability can shop in a more comfortable and relaxed manner. The stores themselves should be quieter, music reduced, and trained staff available to help. Supermarkets such as Tesco, Asda, Morrison's and Sainsbury's participate in the scheme. Ring your local branch to find out their appointed times each week. Tip 2. This is a tip from the NHS. For a cosy and safe autumn, the NHS and safety experts recommend checking your hot water bottle for age and damage. Before first use in autumn and to avoid burns and leaks from degraded rubber, follow these steps before you start using your hot water bottle for the chilly season. Check the expiration date. You may need help from a sighted person for this. Hot water bottles should be replaced every 2 years, even if they look fine. Find the daisy wheel, a date stamp often shaped like a flower. It's usually found on the neck or body of the bottle. The central number is the manufacturing year, for example, 22 for 2022. The 12 segments represent the months. Filled segments indicate the month it was made. Inspect for wear and tear. Look for cracks, splits, discoloration or brittle areas. Do not use the bottle if you notice any damage. Check for leaks. Fill the bottle with cool water, insert the stopper tightly and turn it upside down to see if any water leaks out. In addition, never use boiling water and always use a protective cover.
Now we have the forthcoming events from Vision Norfolk that are held at the Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR33DZ. For further information or to book an event, contact Mark or Helen on 01603 573000 extension 341 or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
Do you love music? Have you ever wanted to sing in a group? Why not come along to one of the Vision Norfolk choir sessions at the Bradbury Activity Centre? No prior singing experience is needed. This is your chance to explore your voice, meet new people, and be part of something joyful. The next session is on Monday the 8th of December from 10:30 to 12 noon. To book, please call or email Mark or Helen.
Come and enjoy an afternoon of boating on the Norfolk Broads. Trips on an undercover motor cruiser take place fortnightly on Thursdays during the winter months. A minibus leaves the Norwich Bradbury Activity Centre at 12:30 and returns at approximately 5 p.m. There is no charge for this minibus. The suggested donation for the motor cruising is £20, payable on the day to the Nancy Oldfield Trust. Please contact Helen or Mark to book your place and note that places are limited and must be pre-booked, preferably by the previous Monday. The next sailing is on Thursday, the 11th of December.
The Norwich Macula Group. Meetings take place on the second Friday of each month between 12 noon and 1:30 p.m. at the Bradbury Centre. There is often a guest speaker who gives a talk on a variety of topics, including equipment available to aid everyday tasks and advances in the treatment of macula. Liquid refreshments are available. For further information, please telephone Barry Marrable on 01603 409 307. The next meeting will be on Friday, the 12th of December.
Are you suffering from glaucoma? If so, why not come along to our self-help and information group? The intention is to have discussions about the eye condition and share people's experiences on how they go about trying to live as normal a life as possible. There will be talks from eye specialists, from the eye clinics, from Glaucoma UK and other interesting speakers. The sessions are held at the Norwich Hub on the second Friday of the month between 2 and 3:30pm. Please contact Mark or Helen for more information, and the next session is Friday the 12th of December.
Come and join us for a visit to the Castle Reborn Project at Norwich Castle Museum on Monday the 5th of January 2026 from 10am to 12:30pm. Join the learning team at Norwich Castle for a medieval object handling session, followed by a tour of the newly reopened Castle Keep. You will find out more about the Royal Palace Reborn project, explore the history of the castle, and visit the recreated spaces. We will be meeting at 10am for an opportunity to purchase refreshments in the new Castle Cafe before a handling session at 10:30 for 45 minutes. This will then be followed by the tour. Please book by Monday the 15th of December by calling Helen or Mark.
In case you missed them, here are Vision Norfolk's contact details again. You can ring Mark or Helen on 01603 573 000 extension 341 or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
We have received the following information from the Post Office. Agreed move dates for Helston Post Office and longer opening hours. The Post Office has agreed dates for the relocation of Helston Post Office to a new location, Broadland Snooker Centre, Reefham Road, Helston, Norwich, NR65NX, which is approximately 60 metres away from the old branch. This empty snooker centre has undergone a full refurbishment to incorporate the convenience store, the East of England Co-op, who will be continuing to operate the branch. The previous Helston Post Office closed on Monday the 24th of November at 90 to 92 Middleton's Lane, Norwich, ahead of the store relocating, and it will reopen at the new location on Thursday the 4th of December at 10am. In the interim, alternative branches include Milecross Post Office, 323 Aylsham Road, Norwich, NR32AB, and Fifers Lane Post Office, Unit 3 Neighbourhood Centre, Hayford Road, Norwich, NR66GB. When Helston Post Office reopens, there will be new post office opening hours of Monday to Sunday, 7am to 10pm. There will be 105 hours of post office service per week, which is an extra 67 hours of service, including opening all day on a Sunday, an end to lunchtime closing and longer hours on a Thursday and Saturday. There will be two screened serving positions in total, and the same products and services will be available. There was a step at the entrance to the new premises, however, works have been carried out to make level access with a wide automatic entrance door for improved access for customers. Internally, there will be a hearing loop, a low-level serving counter, and space for a wheelchair. The former snooker club has a dedicated customer car park and disabled parking is nearby. Alternatively, there is roadside parking.
And that's all from Information Desk for this week.